听力课堂,听class.com.
Okay, now let's get started with the next group of words, which is called crime and punishment.
Let's not fight nature by going out of order. We'll begin at the beginning with crime.
Lots of police shows on television refer to criminals as perps. This is police shorthand for our first word, perpetrator.
The perpetrator is someone who committed the act, usually a crime. The critic found Zoe's singing so horrible that he referred to her in his review not as a singer, but as a perpetrator. A peccadillo is a minor offense, a petty little crime.
Why, that's right, Dick. It makes one wonder why some people are more interested in an upstanding citizen's sexual peccadillos than in a lifetime of hard work, or why certain perpetrators believe that the heinous crimes they've committed are merely peccadillos, when they're not.
Eating the last cookie from the cookie jar. Now that's a peccadillo, right?
Right.
But would you call cheating on your partner of several years and then lying about it a mere peccadillo?
Judge not lest ye be judged.
Very well, enough of peccadillos then. Let's look at the next word, culpable. Perhaps you should define this one.
As you wish. A person who is culpable is deserving of blame or guilty. You may know the word culprit, which means the guilty one, and you'll see the connection between it and culpable. We all felt culpable when the brownies burned to a crisp while we were playing croquet. As you might imagine, exculpate means to find someone not culpable or innocent. I suggest you learn that one too.
The accountant's failure to spot the errors in my tax returns makes him as culpable as I am. But then again, it would be unfair of me to blame him for my being delinquent. That's a word you might be familiar with because of the oft-used term juvenile delinquent. But anybody can be delinquent at any time.
And not only juveniles are juvenile, for that matter, but that's talk for another day. For now, delinquent means neglectful of the law or duty. It can also mean late in payment. The telephone company will turn off your phone if you're delinquent in paying your bill.
Delinquent can also be a noun. A delinquent is someone who is delinquent. There is no verb, so don't worry.
Let's move on to malfeasance.
Malfeasance is any illegal act. It usually refers to a public official. Richard Nixon is perhaps the most notorious of those elected officials who have violated the public trust by engaging in acts of malfeasance. But he is by no means the only one.
Malfeasance, by the way, doesn't specify the nature of the wrongdoing.
On the contrary, malfeasance is preferred by politicians in trouble because it's so vague about what might have happened. It just means some basic naughtiness to be determined later.
Not true of larceny, which again means crime, but more specifically, theft or robbery. Strictly speaking, larceny is theft without breaking in, which, depending on your point of view, may be even worse.
It seems doubly wicked to steal from someone who's already let you in. Larceny can range anywhere from stealing the cookies from the cookie jar to ripping off my Picasso original while I'm cooking for you in the kitchen. Let's move on to contraband, one of my favorite crime words.
Contraband is what you call anything that is smuggled because it's illegal. Inevitably, it ends up being drugs, but contraband is not limited to any particular substance or product. Toenail clippers are contraband if they've been smuggled in against the law.
Often, plants and food from other countries are contraband because the government is afraid that diseases can be carried in with them. The prefix contra is at the front end of this word, and it provides a simple way of remembering what it means. Contra means against, and anything contraband is against the law to import.
Our final word for the crime half of the group, crime and punishment, will be that old standby, interloper, which means an intruder, trespasser, or unwanted person.
I don't care what you say, I view those legions of rats as interlopers in my bedroom.
As much as we love watching Jacques Cousteau swim among the pretty fishes, at some level, he is an interloper in their realm. Interloper.
Liz, what time is it?
It's time for a quick quiz.
Right you are.
Let's start. Perpetrator.
The one who did it. He or she who committed the act or crime.
Peccadillo.
A peccadillo is a minor offense, a petty little crime.
Culpable.
Culpable means deserving of blame or guilty.
Delinquent.
Neglectful of law or duty. Late.
Malfeasance.
Any illegal act generally associated with political figures.
Larceny.
Larceny is theft that's committed without breaking in.
Contraband.
Any illegal substance that is smuggled in.
Interloper.
An interloper is an intruder or trespasser. Now, who do you think might be that special someone who has first-hand experience with all the words we've been discussing?
None other than our old friend, Customs Inspector Jackie.
You'd be amazed at the things people try to get away with when they're coming into the U.S. of A. As a customs and immigration inspector, I have to make sure that no one slips in any contraband, such as fresh food from overseas. You see, agricultural products can harbor microscopic interlopers like Outer Mongolian fruit flies who would not be welcome on our pristine farms here in the States. And if I suspect that someone is trying to smuggle in drugs or ivory, I would be delinquent in my duties if I did not do a thorough body cavity search. Yeah, it's kind of gross, but someone's got to catch perpetrators of these more serious crimes. Luckily, I have the assistance of Sparky, my little beagle who's been trained to sniff out all the illegal stuff, and we've yet to mistake an innocent person for a culpable one. Those who are guilty of some malfeasance or other are handed over to the police. Some travelers think that lying about the value of all the tchotchkes and knickknacks they picked up on their trips is merely a peccadillo. But not paying duties on imports is a much bigger sin, akin to larceny. In effect, it's stealing money from our government and depriving everyone of the goods and services that those taxes pay for.
Now that we've had a sense of how the crime words work in context, let's plow ahead and cover the punishment words. These are fun.
Let's start with castigate. This one is especially close to my heart. When you castigate someone, you criticize them severely. It's really a verbal form of punishment.
You jerk! How could you have done that? Are you so completely self-absorbed that you can't, even for a minute, consider that I might have some reaction, however small, to that sort of behavior?
Exactly. That's castigation.
I'm serious. Who was it who taught you that sort of thing is okay? Or is it that just you naturally equate love with pain? I mean, good grief! Does your mother like you?
Great. That's another excellent example of castigation.
You really are incredible. You know, you just...
Next word, Liz.
I mean, it seems to
Next word! Castigate is over.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. Next word, allege.
I'll take this one. To allege is to assert something without proof. That is, even though you're not certain, you go ahead and claim that someone has done something wrong, even though they might not have. That is what it means to allege.
As in the alleged criminal.
Exactly, which means he is innocent until proven guilty. This is also where we get the word allegation, which is the noun form of the word. When you allege that someone has done something, that is, you've claimed it to be so but have not proven it, you've made an allegation.
Okay, fine. Let's look at another word from the punishment group. Judicious.
There's a word we can use. When you divide our meals up using a scale and you count the number of peas we each get to make sure that we're even, you're being nutty as a fruitcake. But at least you're being judicious. It means using good judgment, being thorough and fair. King Solomon was famous for being judicious. He could fairly resolve virtually any dispute. Be careful not to confuse judicious with judicial. It's clear that they both have something to do with judges, but only one makes a value judgment, so to speak.
Right. Judicial refers to anything having to do with judges, justice, or judgment. Judicious, on the other hand, means specifically good, prudent, or sound judgment.
To make judicious rulings, it helps to be disinterested. Often used incorrectly to mean not interested, disinterested really means unbiased or not taking sides. Don't confuse disinterested with uninterested.
Referees, for instance, should be disinterested. They shouldn't root for either team. Parents have a hard time being disinterested because they want the best for their kids. Usually.
Courtrooms are filled with people who are anything but disinterested regarding the case. Only one person is truly disinterested, the judge. Good justice depends on the judge's not taking sides.
Should you be found guilty of your crimes, you monster, then you'll surely be subject to censure. Not to be confused with censor, which means to edit objectionable material. To censure means to condemn or punish severely. The angry parent censured the idiot clown for pestering their child.
Let's try it as a noun. The idiot clown, fearing censure, waddled towards the exit as fast as his flippy-flappy shoes could carry him. When roaches eat my food, I censure them by slapping them. When it comes to idiot clowns as well as roaches, I tend to be censorious. I do a lot of censuring.
For those who are inclined towards more merciful behavior, I give you absolve. People who are familiar with the workings of the Catholic Church are probably familiar with this word. The priest told the exterminator that if he said 37 Hail Marys for every roach he killed, he would be absolved of the sin of murder.
You can also absolve someone of their responsibility. I absolve you of your responsibility to go to the film festival with me. I can see you would prefer to go with that diminutive foreign filmmaker, and I don't want to stand in your way.
To absolve is to forgive or free someone from blame, sin, responsibility, or obligation. And furthermore, the act of absolving someone, which isn't always easy, is called absolution. That's a noun meaning forgiveness.
The key to the word absolve is that it doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't commit the crime. It simply means that the responsibility has been taken from you or that the price has been paid. In a similar vein, there is clemency, which really means mercy.
More specifically, clemency is used when talking about the severity of a sentence. For example, the judge showed clemency in sentencing the arsonist to a mere week in jail. He was, after all, only 7 years old. Clemency can be described as mildness or forgiveness as it applies to the way we treat each other.
Inclement weather is weather that is not mild. Clement weather is weather that is easy to enjoy. After having discovered her fiancé in bed with a stranger, Jessie displayed tremendous clemency by only aiming at their feet rather than slightly higher.
And finally, to cap off the punishment words, penitent is one that might help you find absolution. Liz was penitent when Dick explained how much pain she had caused him.
To be penitent is to be sorry, repentant, or contrite. One way to elicit clemency from the judge is to appear penitent. If there's one thing that society hates, it's an unrepentant criminal. The girls tried to sound penitent at the police station, but they weren't really sorry that they stuck those women with a 7-inch hat pin.
Yikes! Those girls were impenitent. Bill, surely you remember Bill, the latter, not the former Bill, was famous for both his womanizing and his lack of penitence. Having his way with lots of gals was, he believed, his birthright, and he wasn't the least bit sorry.
Good. That's that. Now, a quick review of the words we just learned. Listen up. These are the definitions. Castigate.
To sharply criticize. To punish severely using words.
Allege.
To allege is to accuse someone of a crime but not to prove it. To make an allegation.
Judicious.
When someone is judicious, they are thorough and fair in coming to a decision.
Disinterested.
Disinterested simply describes someone who is impartial or unbiased.
Censure.
This is both a verb and a noun, and it means to punish, or the punishment itself.
Absolve.
To absolve is to free someone of blame or responsibility.
Clemency.
Clemency is mildness or gentleness with regard to punishment.
And, of course, penitent.
When you're penitent, you're sorry for what you did.
Now, journey back with us, won't you, to those heady, happy days of the beloved Inquisition, when people really knew their place. To give us a sense of what those halcyon times were really like, let's meet Don, a junior, if not ambitious, member of one particularly fervent group of inquisitors, who will use these punishment words in context. Don?
Thanks, Dick. Hello, everyone. I'd like to start by saying that a lot of our group's admittedly horrendous reputation is really undeserved. While most people believe that our basic MO is physical torture, really, we generally stick to verbal castigation and exile as a means of punishment. Often, just telling someone that they committed treasonous and heretical acts is sufficient censure. It's usually all the punishment they need to get them to stop. Of course, If a particular defendant does not display a reasonably penitent attitude, then we might consider pulling their bodies apart on the rack or breaking their thumbs in the press. But look, either you say you're sorry or you face the consequences. I think, though, that people don't appreciate just how judicious we really are. I mean, our work is really thorough, and I think it's safe to say, for the most part, fair. Alleged non-believers are always considered innocent until we decide they are not. We remain disinterested until one of the group convinces us that the heretic is deserving of punishment, or, on the other hand, occasionally, clemency. But we all know that tough love is more effective than mercy. Now, I'm willing to concede that the ratio of those whom we hold accountable to those whom we absolve is a little top-heavy, but that's just a natural reflection of the population itself. They mostly deserve to die.
Delightful. Now let's cover all the words in crime and punishment one last time. You'll hear a word and then a brief pause during which you can decide whether it's a part of the crime half or the punishment half of the group.
Following that, you'll hear a quote from the speech either by Customs Inspector Jackie or Don the Inquisitor, which contains that word. Then we'll define the word and supply you with yet one more example sentence. That's how it will go, so get ready. Let the review begin. First up, culpable.
We've yet to mistake an innocent person for a culpable one.
Culpable means worthy of blame, the guilty one. After following a trail of little brown droppings, we learned that the mouse was culpable in the case of the missing cheese.
Allege.
Alleged non-believers are always considered innocent until we decide they aren't.
To allege is to accuse without proof. Jane alleged that her professor had made advances towards her, but without physical evidence, the board was unwilling to believe her.
Contraband.
As a customs and immigration inspector, I have to make sure no one slips in any contraband, such as fresh food from overseas.
Contraband is any material that is smuggled. Cigarettes are contraband in Jiminy's house. His parents have forbidden them, so he has to smuggle them in.
Interloper. You see, agricultural products can harbor microscopic interlopers like Outer Mongolian fruit flies.
An interloper is an unwanted trespasser or invader. After selling 40 million copies of his album, the singer erected electric fences around his home to keep out interlopers.
Judicious.
I think, though, that people don't appreciate just how judicious we really are. I mean, our work is really thorough, and I think it's safe to say, for the most part, fair.
When someone is judicious, they are thorough and fair in coming to a decision. Arnie's new movie could really benefit from some judicious editing. It would be better if it were half as long.
Censure. Often just telling someone that they committed treasonous and heretical acts is sufficient censure. It's usually all the punishment they need to get them to stop.
To censure someone is to punish them. After he put the tarantula in little Julian's bed, Richard was censured by his father. He was forced to learn how to play the harp.
Peccadillo.
Some travelers think that lying about the value of their tchotchkes and knickknacks they picked up on their trips is merely a peccadillo.
A peccadillo is an insignificant or petty little crime. Pinching an extra olive from the bartender's bottle is a peccadillo. Setting the bar on fire is not.
Disinterested.
We remain disinterested until one of the group convinces us that the heretic is deserving of punishment.
Disinterested means impartial and unbiased. You can't ask Mom to decide who's wrong because she's not disinterested. She loves you more than me.
Malfeasance.
Those who are guilty of some malfeasance or other are handed over to the police.
Malfeasance means any illegal act. Senator Cumin Seed has been found guilty on several counts of malfeasance, and therefore he needs to resign.
Clemency.
We remain disinterested until one of the group convinces us that the heretic is deserving of punishment, or, on the other hand, occasionally, clemency. But we all know that tough love is more effective than mercy.
Clemency is mildness or gentleness with regard to punishment. Because it was Jeremiah's first offense, the judge showed clemency and sentenced him to only 17 hours in prison.
K. castigate. While most people believe that our basic MO is physical torture, really, we generally stick to verbal castigation and exile as a means of punishment.
To castigate is to criticize someone severely. The director of the school orchestra castigated Lisa, telling her that improvisation has no place in a chamber music ensemble.
Delinquent.
And if I suspect that someone is trying to smuggle in drugs or ivory, I would be delinquent in my duties if I did not do a thorough body cavity search.
When someone is delinquent, they are neglectful of the law or duty, or overdue. The author was typically delinquent, so his editor eventually got smart and gave him false deadlines, which were weeks ahead of when she really needed them.
Absolve.
Now, I'm willing to concede that the ratio of those whom we hold accountable to those whom we absolve is a little top-heavy, but that is just a natural reflection of the population itself.
To absolve is to free someone of blame or responsibility. After she realized that the disaster was not Ross's fault, but the director's, Sally absolved poor Ross of the blame.
Larceny.
But not paying duties on imports is a much bigger sin, akin to larceny.
Larceny is theft or robbery that is committed without breaking in. Stealing the painkillers out of Grandpa's medicine cabinet is an act of larceny.
Perpetrator. Yeah, it's kind of gross, but someone's got to catch the perpetrators of these more serious crimes.
The perpetrator is the one who committed the act, whatever it is, although it usually connotes a crime. It took us only a matter of hours before we discovered that Joni was the perpetrator. It was she who used blackmail to force the others to quit.
And, always last but never least, penitent.
Of course, if a particular defendant doesn't display a reasonably penitent attitude, then we might consider pulling their bodies apart on the rack or breaking their thumbs in the press.
When you're penitent, you're sorry for what you did. If you loved me, you'd show your penitence for cheating on me by giving me that sweet little bauble I was admiring at Tiffany's.
Nice ending. Terrific way to finish, Liz.